Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a great show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show. You can reach us at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can call us at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Joe Peretta, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our 2016 webinar schedule is up on our website, and what's better than joining us for some amazing presentations right from the comfort of your own home? Coming up on Tuesday, March 1st, our webinar will be on suicide loss, perspectives from parents, therapists, and a medium. And this event will feature Dr. Mo Hanna, Gary Giannini, and our very own certified medium, Renata Santarelli. And many more webinars will follow, so please stay tuned and be sure to check back on our website for other webinar listings coming up later this year. We also have another great Holiday of the Earth raffle coming up this spring on April 22nd, and mediumship readings will be given away to 5 lucky winners. So be sure to enter this. If you do, you might win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this raffle will be Lynn LeClaire, Amy Utzman, Renee Buck, Dave Campbell, and Bobby Allison. So don't miss out on this. One raffle ticket actually gives you 5 chances to win a free reading. And finally, our 5th annual Grief Transformation Retreat has now been scheduled for the weekend of July 22nd through the 24th at the wonderful Guest House in Chester, Connecticut. Also, just a quick note, save the date, the weekend of November 11th for the annual Forever Family Conference, and we'll be sharing more details about this soon. You'll find more information about all of these events on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show tonight. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show, and we'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. You can reach us here one more time at the show on 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So our guest medium tonight is Joseph Peretta. In addition to his work with Forever Family Foundation, Joe is also a Reiki practitioner. He is proficient in reading the tarot. In addition to these other areas of his practice, he also specializes in mediumship by helping others connect with their loved ones in spirit. Now, Joe is no stranger to our radio show. We loved having him on the show last year, and it's really, really great to have him back with us tonight. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Can't complain.
Awesome. So we had you on the show last time, right about a year ago.
Yeah, my birthday, actually, in April.
Oh, there you go. And it's been a busy year for you, right?
It has. It's been really busy. Yeah, I've been all over the place.
I know. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, we're very happy that you're back with us tonight. From what
Thank
I
you.
Understand, our phone lines are ringing off the wall, so that's a good thing. I know also that you have some really nice events coming up, right? You have a fundraiser coming up in March?
I do. In March, I believe it is the 4th, I have a fundraiser out in Setauket on Long Island for the Save a Pet Rescue Organization.
That's awesome. Uh-huh.
Which is awesome because I have my own rescue dog, so it's a cause close to my heart. We'll be doing, I think there's something like 20 or 30 psychic mediums. There's a lot of us.
Okay.
You buy a ticket, you get, I think it's two readings, actually, which is a pretty good bargain.
Oh, that's great.
You know, with myself or somebody else, and I know it's just a good night. I think it's like a cocktail party type deal. Very fun, and it's for a really good cause. So if you can make it out to that and you're in the area, you definitely should.
That's awesome.
I also have a gallery reading at my office at the Center for the Alignment of the Mind, Body, and Spirit in Wantagh. It's a great, great place. You know, other than myself, there is a grief counselor there. The chiropractor who runs the place is just amazing. She does Reiki, gentle manipulation. There's an acupuncturist there. So it's a really good atmosphere, and
awesome.
It's a really good opportunity. It's an intimate setting between, I think, 6 to 10 people can attend.
Right.
I think the most is 10.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets read. It's a really, really good afternoon.
Okay, and this is the one coming up on April 9th?
April 9th, yes.
Awesome. Okay, well, you Long Island folks, I hope you take advantage of this and, you know, check out Joe's work and check out these events. I think it's very, very cool what you're doing. So I wanted to chat with you actually a little bit about something that comes up from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when people tell us that they feel spirit energy in their houses.
Right,
you know,
right.
And then they call someone like us, of course, to come over and to help clear it. And I know that you also do this. So how did you get started with that?
Right. Well, you know, doing this work, you always have people who inquire, you know, if there's something in my house, can you come? Can you talk to them? Can you kick them out? What can you do for me?
Right.
So I decided to read a little bit about it and then get my hands dirty a little bit and, you know, go to people's houses. And it's always very tricky doing a house clearing because there's so many angles, you know, that come at you. I mean, if anybody knows anything about paranormal and hauntings, there's something called residual energy, and then there's an actual real haunting where the residual is just the leftover energy from an event or, you know, somebody's really negative emotions, and there's actually really no spirit there. It's just the energetic imprint on the space.
Right.
Which can be horrifying at times and a little bit scary and you know, dark, but usually a little bit easier to get rid of because you just have to light some sage, you know, throw a couple of stones in the corner of the room and you're good. But it's when you have an actual haunting where there's an earthbound spirit or somebody who just doesn't really want to leave, who lived there previously, or you picked up along the way and decided to, you know, take root in your home, that's when things get kind of interesting because you talk to them and figure out, you know, what they want. Why? It's just like anybody else in the physical world. You have to work out your issues with them. And usually, you know, you talk to them and you
feel better. That's a great way to say it, actually, to explain it that way, you know.
You know,
I just want our listeners to understand that what we're talking about right now is actually very different from what we do in traditional mediumship, you know.
Right.
It's a very, very different thing.
Right.
And I can attest firsthand to Joe's abilities because, actually, I'll just share this story, Joe, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Joe and I recently did a house clearing together, and this happened to be a house that had very active energy. It just happened to belong to some friends of mine. So Joe and I kind of tag-teamed, and it was very interesting. I mean, I found it very interesting. I think you did as well.
Oh, yeah. It was really cool just to kind of tune into the backstory and why it was happening, because if you remember, it wasn't even really what was in their house that exists there now. It was from decades and decades ago, and it's just so interesting to see how something that happened so long ago and, you know, affect a place that wasn't even there or a house that wasn't there at the time.
Right. In other words, it has to do more with the location or perhaps the dwelling that was there before this house was even built.
I would say it's like they're attached to the land rather
than
like
I think
a
so
physical,
too.
You know, house or most times.
Right.
Most
I think times. So, too. And this was a very, very active house. There was a lot of manifestation taking place there.
Physical
and just so you know, Joe, I don't know if I even gave you the feedback on this, but things have been calmer. Much calmer since we've been there. So that's really a good thing. I think they very much appreciated that.
Oh, I'm glad.
You know?
We kicked them out, I guess. That's good.
We kicked it, let me tell you.
That's good.
So that's a good thing. Okay, so I know our phone lines are all lit up. We're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Joe, And we'll also be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or if you would like to receive a connection with Spirit, we're looking forward to taking your call. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Joe Peretta. Now, we're going to go to the phone lines, and from what I understand, they're pretty lit up. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that, you know, we love to hear your voice when we get you on the phone. So I'm going to say your name, and you can just let us know if you'd like a quick mini reading or if you have a question for us instead. You know, we love taking your questions as well. So you ready to go, Joe?
Yep, I'm all ready.
Okay, so let's go to our first caller. I believe we have Linda calling in. Linda, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling into the show.
Oh, no problem. I would like a reading.
Okay, you would like a connection. I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Hi, Linda, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
All right, so I'm going to start off with, you actually got on the line with a couple of people. I don't know if we're going to have time to get to all of them. But I do have male energy stepping forward first, connected to you. He seems like he keeps giving me like the generation above you, which for me would be like father energy. But he also showed me my symbol for when somebody is like in the military, but I'm not getting that this was like his full career. Like, I don't know if he was in the military for like a short amount of time or if it was just something he did. But do you understand who this might be?
Yes, that's my father. He was in the Army.
Okay, that was in the Army.
World War II. Yeah.
Who is Robert? Or Bob?
That's my cousin.
Who is still alive, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you're calling from Florida, but he keeps showing me my symbol for Florida again. Is your cousin Bob down there with you, too, or is there another connection to this man with Florida?
No. He's in Franklin Square.
There's something with the name Robert and south of New York or Florida. Are you in contact with your cousin Robert? Or not so much?
Not really, no.
All right, so it might be hard to place. I'll ask him why he's bringing him up, and then I'll see if he has any messages for you, your father.
Okay.
He just, when it comes to your cousin, he just said something about you may be hearing about him or from him at some point in the near future, so just listen for it. He did show me my symbol that connects to illness, so I don't know if it's something connected where you hear your cousin Robert is sick or if it's somebody connected to him, but you will be hearing about it. I'm not very worried about it, so it's not like a serious, super serious thing.
Okay.
He also is bringing forward another male energy with him. This is the generation below him or in your generation, so whenever I get that, that's always like either a spouse, a brother, a friend, cousin. It would have to be somebody in your age group. But he keeps showing me my symbol for an unexpected or a very quick passing and keeps pointing to the chest, which is like a heart or a lung thing. Do you understand who that is?
My brother is still alive.
Your brother is still alive.
Yeah.
This does not have to be your brother, but again, in your generation. I'll ask for more. That's okay. Hold on a second. Who is the J.O. name?
J?
J-O. He keeps giving me, like, Joe, John, could be Joanne, a Joan. I'm not sure if it's here or past, but he said it disconnects.
It could be my ex-brother-in-law, John.
Your ex-brother. Is this man alive or past?
I really don't know. I think
You wouldn't know. I'll ask for more. It could be. This would be, you know, kind of an interesting way of finding out. But hold on a second. I don't know what this means to me. This isn't a symbol for me, but he keeps showing me a lawnmower and, like, grass. Was he a landscaper? Was he, like, obsessed with cutting the grass? Do you understand what this is?
No.
Okay. I'll leave it there with you, but that's the other thing he keeps showing me. Your father, though, he showed me doves, which always means that they want to acknowledge that they're at peace on the other side, so please know that your dad has made it okay over there.
Good.
But he showed it to me twice, so whenever they show me that twice, that always means that they, like, either went through a considerable amount before they passed, or you were worried that there was any suffering connected to them. They just want you to know that they didn't bring any of that to the other side and that they're okay over there.
He lost both his legs while he was alive, and I've been wondering.
Just know that Dad is A-okay on the other side.
Excellent.
But he keeps saying that that's, like, the main message, because it was hard for you to watch whatever he was going through. Do you understand?
Yeah, well, with him, you know, his first leg and then his second leg,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it was a lot. Your father told me to acknowledge, I don't know if this is something you were just doing or this is something connected to Dad, but he keeps showing me a book, but I think it's like, I don't want to say it's a photo album, but it's like a book of memories of things or something like that. I don't know if this is connected to him or to you. Do you have like a scrapbook of things, or like do you have a book where you keep, like did you jot a lot down about your family? Do you understand what he's showing me?
I have my old wedding album.
Were you just looking for it?
No, but I've been thinking about it to open it up.
Oh, I'll take that. That I'll take. They know what you've. They know the thoughts that you know that you have, and they hear that. Your father, really quickly, because I'm sure we're coming to the end. But he just brought forward a female energy and linked arms with her. For me, that's usually like a spouse or even a sister. Is your mom on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. Your mother just said. She said something about saying thank you to you. Did you take care of Mom, or is she thanking you for Dad?
She's thanking me for her because I used to take her out every Sunday when she was sick.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
She's just acknowledging that as well. And she told me to bring up, did you go out for breakfast with Mom? Why is she showing me, like, waffles?
Oh, because I used to go there. I used to make it there around noontime every week. Maybe that's why.
I don't know. Waffles,
we eat lunch together.
I have to be honest. I don't know if that was like Mom's favorite food. I don't know. But she just keeps showing that to me. But just know that both your parents are okay. They're together and that they're very thankful for everything that you did for them, especially Mom. She really keeps saying to like thank you for all that stuff. And really, really quickly, she did just tell me to acknowledge the son she keeps talking about. Do you
my
have a son?
My brother?
Or
would
no, that be
I
your brother?
Maybe my brother.
Okay, because she just keeps saying that he, like, needs a lot of support, a lot of guidance, he needs his family right now. I, again, don't know exactly, she's not specifying, but she just said just to be there for him, because I feel like he needs to know that the family is there. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. But, Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Not a problem. I really appreciate it.
And I hope this helped you a bit.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Awesome. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Be well. All righty. We're going to go to our next caller. I believe we have Glenda calling in. Glenda, are you with us? Hi. Do we have Glenda?
No, dropped off.
No. Okay. Let's try our next caller. I believe we have Marie on the line. Are you with us, Marie?
Hello?
Hi. Is this Marie?
Yes, it's Maria.
Hi, thank you for calling into the show. It's Maria?
Maria, yes.
Okay, and would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Sure. No, I would love a connection with Spirit, but before Joe disconnects me, I'm on your website. I don't see anything about the event you're having in Setauket, and I'd be more interested in it.
Oh, yeah, you know what? If you go on my Facebook, I don't have an events page up just yet. I have to talk to my webmaster about that. But if you look me up on Facebook, it's just Psychic Medium Joe Peretta. I posted the link there. Or if you just Google Save a Pet Rescue, it'll come up on there, too.
Save a Pet Rescue? Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful.
All right, great.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm leaving this up to you, Joe.
All right, very good. So right away, I don't know who I'm connecting with just yet, but I have to ask you, they keep showing me my symbol for like a teacher or a nurse. Who is that?
I have a lot of teacher friends, a lot of them.
Hold on a second. Teacher friends, why do they keep putting this around you? So that's either it would have to be something you do that would be like a teacher or a nurse or somebody very close to you that I'm supposed to talk about. It is female energy on the other side that's stepping forward first. I get her like a grandmother, but I'm not sure if it's your grandmother or if it's connected to the teacher. I have to ask a little bit more.
I think it's connected to the teacher.
To the teacher, okay. Where does the A-N name fit in, like Anne, Anna, Antoinette, Anthony? Do you understand that?
Well, Antoinette rings a bell for me at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Antoinette is connected to you?
Yes.
Okay, and is that on the other side or is that somebody alive?
Somebody alive
somebody
that
alive,
just
right.
lost somebody a week
right.
ago.
Okay, well, don't tell me too much. hold on a second. Okay, Antoinette, just on the mic. The lady on the other side, she told me that she's not stepping forward connected to Antoinette, though. She's connected to you, she made me feel. I have to be honest.
Okay.
The one for Antoinette feels a little bit younger than this woman. is what I was just
okay.
told.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me just see. You must be a very giving person because I feel like I have a lot of people connected to you that are connected to other people in your life. Really quickly, though, the grandmother energy that stepped forward with you, she showed me my symbol for when people either, like, knit or sew. But then she showed me a blanket. So, like, do you have a blanket from a grandmother, or, like, did she make it for any children that you might have in the family? Do you understand what this is?
I don't think she knitted or sewed, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. You just have to ask. And I will tell you, it's, like, very colorful what she showed me. It's not, like, a solid-looking thing. I will say it kind of looks homemade. Like, you could tell that it wasn't store-bought, that somebody made it. So you just
okay.
have to ask. Okay, so your friend Antoinette. Okay. Stepping forward, which I believe is connected to her, I have a male and a female. One of them, I'm not sure which just yet, keeps telling me that I believe it's the female. Like, she passed before her time. Whenever I hear that, it does not have to be a little kid, but it would always be somebody who would be perceived as a little bit younger. But she keeps showing me my symbol for when somebody passes from, like, a cancer or some kind of incurable disease, like a diabetes, a lupus. Do you understand who this would be?
Her mother died of cancer.
Okay.
And I think she was in her 70s, so that would be before a normal time nowadays.
Right. If it's early 70s, I'll take that. I will take that. And that's who just recently passed, connected to her?
No. The male energy is the one that
okay,
passed.
Okay, so that one is the second one. I'm not connecting with him just yet. I have her mom then.
Okay.
Hold on a sec. This is where I'm being told that I got, like, the teacher or the nurse thing from. Who is that in her family?
The teacher is actually one of my really good friends who introduced me to this website and who was trying to get through with me.
Okay, but that's not
Antoinette,
correct?
She got kicked off while she was on hold.
Oh, no, really? Maybe that's why they keep bringing her up. That would make sense. All right. Your friend Antoinette's mother, though, she... Now, your name is Maria, right?
Maria, yes.
Who is the other M-A-R, like Mary, Marie, Margaret? Who is that?
Antoinette's mother's name was Marie.
Okay, so I definitely have her, because she keeps saying, like to talk about a name like yours.
Yeah.
She said to me that she's very grateful that you are in your friend's life right now. Who lost the husband?
Aww.
She keeps talking about that the husband is there, she said to me. Is her husband passed?
No, her husband isn't passed, but somebody related to her husband is the one that just passed.
I don't want to make it fit because she keeps saying the husband. I'll ask for more. Does your friend Antoinette go by the name Tony? Because I keep hearing Tony.
No, she's definitely an Antoinette.
Oh, Antoinette. Okay, so then who is Tony in that family connected to these people? She said to bring up Tony.
I don't really know her cousins or her family that
so
well.
You just have to ask her, but she had me say that she wanted to bring that person forward. Just let her know that her mom is there because I do feel her mother with another male energy, but I'm not connecting with him very strongly. It could be sometime.
You know what? Antoinette's father died when she was very young, but I don't know his name. But I will find out if it
that
was
might
Tony.
Be the husband that I keep hearing was stepping forward. Because usually when they say that, it's like their husband.
Be.
Okay. But I do keep hearing like Tony. So just ask her who that is. Because I feel
okay.
like that's pretty important. Hold on a second. She keeps showing me the number 3. That's usually either a connection to, like, the month of March, but or it could be whoever has the 3 kids, but I think I'm talking about March. Do you know when her mother's birthday or passing anniversary was?
No, but my friend Kathy, mm-hmm. again, who's the teacher, that was on hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has children born in March, and she has 3 children.
3 children, some of them were born in March. Okay, so Kathy might have got through anyway, even though she got booted off, huh?
it happened last time.
Yeah, that happens. I just want to see if anyone will step forward for Kathy by name, anything like that. But please let your friend Antoinette know that her mother did step forward just to acknowledge that she's there with whoever else may be
Wonderful.
There. Hold on. you know what? I'm going to leave Kathy's people there, but just let her know that if she's listening, Kathy, if you're listening, or if you want to let her know that they did bring her up.
Okay.
What is the connection with Antoinette and her family, or her mother? They scattered me, like, all over. Does she have family that's, like, in a bunch of different states? Do they not speak? Why did she just disperse everybody with me?
No, Antoinette's family, they pretty much all live in Queens.
there's a part of the family that she's taking me outside of New York, so I don't know where that is. Actually, again, I don't know if you heard the last reading at all, but whenever I see oranges, that is my connection for, like, south of New York or Florida. I want to say that that's connected there, too. She also said, and I don't know if this is for Antoinette or she needs to pass this message along, but she said to acknowledge the house that's being sold, or the apartment, or the property, I should say. Do you understand what that is?
Antoinette is buying and selling properties often, so...
She's always
doing
that, all right.
Would make sense for Antoinette.
It would, okay. Because she said just to acknowledge that there's a lot of delay around that. Like, I keep getting, like, next month, the month of March. Funny that I'm bringing this up again. But there's, I'm very frustrated feeling about it. So just let her know whatever she's planning on, like, I really don't see all of that coming to fruition or ironing itself out until, like, May, according to her mother. But I feel like she needs to know about it because she said there's other moves that she can make in the meantime. You know, I don't know. And she keeps giving my symbol for money, so I don't know if this is tying her up with money or if she's a real estate agent. That would make sense to me. But just let her know, like, that it's not going to happen in a timely manner, so don't bank on it. Wait until, like, May, whatever this is. All right?
Okay. That's wonderful.
Okay.
Very good.
This was very cool, Maria, because you got to be the messenger in this little mini reading.
And
there was three different
Hopefully
little readings
Kathleen
coming
gets
through.
And she gets her reading.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you know how we feel as mediums.
Thank you.
Always the messenger.
Well, we always leave it up to them how this works. So, yeah, sometimes you get to be the messenger, and that's great. So you just be sure to, you know, pass along the messages over to them. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Jeff. Thank you so much for calling in.
Have a good night.
All righty. Well, that was interesting. That was a very cool call. We got several different people there coming through for others that are here. All right. You know what? We still have some callers on hold, but we're going to take a very short break. In the meantime, you guys might want to check out Joe's website. You can find him at www.joeperetta.com. And meanwhile, don't go anywhere. We'll get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Joe Peretta, and before we get back to him and our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to us. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, places like L.L. Bean, Adobe, Drugstore.com, Lord & Taylor, Nike, Sirius Radio, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We've got Joe Peretta with us tonight, and we've got time for one or two more calls. So let's get to our next caller. We've got Cheryl on the call, on the line from California. Are you with us, Cheryl? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Is this Cheryl?
Yes, it is.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you want to have a mini reading tonight?
Oh, I sure do.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Joe.
All right. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Hi, doing good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Sunny California. It's my favorite.
Yeah, a little bit of rain, too.
Oh, no. All right. Well, you need that over there, so that's good.
We do.
Okay, so I'm just going to jump in. On the other side, I have female energy stepping forward. I want to say that this feels like mom connected to you,
yeah.
But she keeps talking about the two brothers. Do you have two brothers? Like, did she have? What's with the two brothers that I keep hearing about?
There's family discord right now, so that she, I'm sure she's upset about it.
In between your two brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, because she there's, right off the bat, before I even knew who I was talking about, I heard talk about the two brothers. Okay, hold on a second. She said to me, just like, your mother's very point blank. I don't know if she was like this when she was alive, but she just, like, was like, she said, tell her to tell them that, like, life is too short, they got to give it up, and that, like, money or materialistic things are not everything. Do you understand?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So she's like, I have to say that this is not something that's not making, like, mom, you know, excuse the expression, but, you know, turn over in a grave or anything. She's okay over there, but she's not very happy about the attitude that both of these men are taking in the situation.
I knew it.
But she said to me, were you just talking to one of them on the phone? She just showed me you on the phone, and, like, I feel like I have a headache after.
No, we haven't spoken in 3 years over.
Oh, you haven't? Were you planning on calling them? Why is she showing me? She literally showed me you picking up the phone and talking about this. And I know it's not this conversation we're having right now. This is something else.
Yeah. It may be coming
about it
soon.
To somebody. What is mom acknowledging?
I was talking to a girlfriend about it, but I just wouldn't know what to say to them. You know, just talking this morning.
That's all. If you were just talking to a girlfriend about the situation, mom wants you to know that her soul was with you at that exact moment. Your mother said to tell you that she never meant for this to happen when she passed. You understand what she's saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she said, like, that this was never her intention for this to turn out like this. She said, had she known that they would have behaved this way, she would have done things very differently. She just showed me paper. Is this connected to, like, her last will and testament or anything that she left behind after she passed?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's the estate stuff, and I'm trustee, and that's where it all, my one brother is a very,
gotcha.
That's exactly it, yeah.
You have to know that mom did not anticipate this, and if she did, she would not have left this, you know, situation with you. So please know that your mother is so sorry for all the stress that she's caused, but it was not intentional. But she says, tell my daughter, I hear her talking and ask me, Ma, why the hell would you do this? Ma, why'd you... She said, you have to know I didn't do it on purpose. Okay. You know, she said that, I believe that she's talking about your father when she brings it up, because she keeps, dad is also on the other side, because she just brought this man forward with her.
Yeah.
Was he the man with the, well, let me just ask this, was he the gentleman who either couldn't walk or had the issues with the legs?
Yes.
Okay. Because she said that he tried to talk to her about this, or like, I don't know if this was, I'm going back, so this is like years, I think, before, your father passed before mom, I'm assuming?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because I feel like that this was something that they had discussed well before it was on the table for anybody.
Yes.
And she says that, like, your father had a point about it, and I think he saw the writing on the wall a little bit with this situation, but your mother told me that she was the type who was, like, very, your mom's an evolved soul, I have to say.
Uh-huh.
And for her, this is something she never would have done, so she couldn't imagine that her children would act this way. Do you understand?
Exactly, yeah.
For her, she thought, like, oh, I raised them, like, they love each other. She's going above and beyond and out of her way to prove that she had no idea that this was going to happen.
I believe that.
Okay, so you said this has been going on for, why is she showing me, you said you haven't talked to your brothers for 3 years, but why is she showing me 5 years? Is mom gone for 5 years? Like, what's five?
Yeah, she's been gone 5 years. Everything was fine for the first two, and then the last three.
Okay, because she made me feel like that this situation I'm talking about is 5 years long, not 3 years long. Okay. Hold on a second. You do have to know, though, regardless of what is happening, your mother is at peace on the other side. There's a common message from them. They don't want you to think that anything... It's so great over there, according to what they've told me, that nothing that we can do here on Earth could upset them or make them, you know, not happy. So even though mom is not too pleased with them, she is still, on the whole, okay over there. She also told me that the... hold on a second. I believe this is one of your brothers... Oh, man. Does one of your brothers, like, either work for himself or have, like, a business on the side or his own business? Do you understand?
Yeah, one's an electrician. He kind of does side jobs.
Okay, that's the brother I'm talking about. She said something to me about him. That brother's heart is very closed, she keeps telling me, like emotionally.
Yes.
I don't want to point the finger of blame or say that one person is more to, you know, the cause of it than the other, but I feel like this is the one that's the most closed off, the most hard-headed. I get the most difficulty around him, according to mom. But she said that he also, like, needs to take care of himself. Like, he's so closed off, he's even closed off to himself. Do you know, like, how he is health-wise or any, you know, anything like that?
You know, drugs, alcohol, rage, mental problems.
He's got all that
stuff. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm
saying no more. Okay. Who is, your mom's just giving me the J initial. Who is that?
Maybe a grandson. There's Jeremy.
That's your grandson or his?
My mom's grandson.
Your mom is Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Is the other one a shorter name?
Ty or Jer.
Does he go by it? Does Jeremy go by a shorter name? Because she gave me a shorter J name.
Jer.
Is that what everybody calls him?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll take. Okay. But she's not. That's not your son, correct?
No.
Okay, because she didn't connect him to you. She's just telling me to acknowledge him. Why is she giving me all my symbols for, like, law and stuff? Is he a lawyer? Was he in any legal trouble with the law stuff?
He got married a few years ago, and they have a baby coming. He's probably 30, 31.
Nope, I have a different symbol for a baby. There's some, like, legal matter, but it's not connected to, like, your mom's last will and testament or anything like that. It's something
else.
Well,
his parents might be divorcing. There's a lot of marital problems there.
That
so.
I could understand because he keeps talking. She keeps showing me like my symbol for like legal proceedings. Okay, hold on. But she said to me to acknowledge with you as well that even though this has been going on with your brothers for 3 years and all of this stuff, she said that you would still help them if you could. It's not like you're completely shut off, and if they got over it tomorrow, you wouldn't be accepting it. Like, she's telling me that you want your family back together, like that you and her are on the same page. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. She said not to worry. One day that will happen. This is
okay.
Not going to be like this forever. I know it feels like that. Mm-hmm. She keeps showing. She said it. Okay. She said it'll happen. So you said your nephew is pregnant, his wife is pregnant, correct?
Yeah.
Is that his third child yet, or is that just the first?
That's his first.
Okay, so when they're showing me three children connected to him. She said when the youngest
yeah,
one
he's
is
got two. He's got two brothers, so there's three boys in the family.
No, but I mean of his children.
Oh,
your,
okay.
Your nephew, yeah. And this is
his
first one on the
child.
Way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she said when the third one comes, when that one is 2 years old, that's when everything will come together with your family again. So I don't know, you know, she's not giving me a number of years, but this is how she's showing it to me. And I think it's because it's like either a christening or there's some event that I think everyone is just like invited to, you understand? And I think that that's when everybody finally comes together. But between now and then, I hate to tell you, but I'm not, according to Mom, this is not something that can just go away overnight. Right.
Yeah.
Now. You know what I mean? But your mother appreciates the way you feel about your brothers and your family, and she said that if she were in your shoes, she would have done the same. She said she did do the same thing. She had difficulty with her siblings as well?
The one brother was an alcoholic, yeah.
Okay, because she said to me, at first she said if I were in her shoes, I would do the same thing, and then she said, but I did. So I don't think your mother took that a negative attitude about her brother as well. I think that's why she's bringing that up.
Yeah.
All righty.
Oh,
we're going to leave it there.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped a little bit.
It does. Thank you. I was hoping to hear from one other person, but that's okay.
Oh, all right.
Well,
I'm
you have
sorry.
To call in next month on the show. Call into us again.
Okay.
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 All right.
Thank you very much.
We'll leave it there with you. I think we have time, Joe, for probably one more call.
All right. Bring it on.
I believe our next caller is coming in from North Carolina. I think it's Cindy. Is that who we have on the line?
Hi, it's Cindy, but I'm from Virginia.
Oh, from Virginia. And I'm sorry, what is your name again?
It is Cindy. You
it
got that
Cindy.
Right.
Okay, calling in from Virginia. Well, welcome to the show. Did you want to have a mini reading?
Thank you. Yes, please. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And I appreciate your taking the time for this.
Awesome. Alrighty.
All right, Cindy, how are you? It's Joe.
Hi, Joe. I'm doing okay, I guess. Thank you asking.
All right.
You're doing the same.
I am. Okay, so just hold on a sec. Let me just tune into your energy, and we'll see you steps forward, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
All right.
on the other side, I have... Who connected to you? I don't know if this is you or somebody connected to you, but I have a male energy on the other side who keeps telling me he's younger, he keeps saying to me. But I get much younger, like not a little boy, but I'm getting young. And he keeps talking about, like, do you work with kids who have, like, either grew up in, like, difficult circumstances or, like, that are on drugs, or do you know anybody who works in that, like, arena? Do you understand what that is?
That could be my ex.
Your ex, who is still alive, your ex?
He is.
Okay, and he works with, like, underprivileged kids, or, like, kids who are really, you know, like, down and out, that kind of thing?
I think he works, from my understanding, with homeless people at this point.
Okay, give me a second. Why would we be bringing him up? So on the other side, I'm going to get to him, and then I'm sure we will connect the two pieces of information. This guy on the other side keeps telling me that he was, I would say, mid-20s, the oldest, and he told me he passed very unexpectedly, very quickly from, but he said it was accidental, but it was from, like, either, like, a drunk driving thing, or I'm getting more of the vibe of, like, an overdose or something like that. Do you understand what this is?
I know someone that did die of an overdose that is a male figure. However, he died in his 40s.
This is younger. I have a funny feeling that whoever's stepping forward is connected to whoever works with these kids like this. You don't speak to your ex, though, correct?
I don't.
Because I'm not getting that, like, that you would be able to say this message. But if that's who he's coming through for, I believe that may be it. I'll just ask him, and then I'll see if there's anybody else who would step forward. But it's just interesting that he would come through. Hold on a second. Okay, who is the... I'll leave him there for a second. I'm switching gears. Who is the baker in the family, or on the other side connected to you? They keep showing my symbol, not for cooking, but for baking. I don't know if it's professionally. They were just good at it.
I would say that may be my grandmother. Who was
grandmother.
A wonderful baker.
Is that on mom's side?
That's on my dad's side.
On dad's side. Hold on a sec. I'll ask for more because I was getting the mom vibe. Okay, hold on a second. Who's just the E initial she gave me? Just the E name. I don't know if it's like an Elizabeth or an Ellen or it's like E-L, I want to say.
I don't know. I don't know who
okay,
that
I'll ask for more. It's all right. Keep showing it to me. Whenever they're persistent, it's always something that is there, but you just might not be realizing. She keeps showing it to me again, so I'll just leave it there with you. But for whatever reason, this younger guy connected to your ex keeps talking about, like, I don't know if you're, I hate to get too personal on the radio, but if you're either not over that situation with your ex or you still have battle wounds or scars connected to that, but I keep hearing a lot about that. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
She said
okay.
Yes. And Joe, we have about a half a minute left, so...
Okay, I'm just going
to wrap up.
He's just stepping forward. Again, you didn't know him. I don't think he knew your husband very well either. But you needed somebody to acknowledge that this is there, and I think it's... They said it's affecting a lot of things in your life, so much so that people... on the other side connected to him can see the pain and the issues that you're having connected to the situation. So he just needed you to know that that's there and that they want you, all the other side, your guides, your loved ones, to move forward. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Cindy, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
We wish you all
the
best.
Take care.
Wow, I can't believe how fast this hour goes. It always just flies by, but we are out of time. I do want to thank our guest, Joe Peretta, for joining us
this evening.
And, Joe, if our listeners want more information about your work, should they look you up on Facebook or should they go to your website?
You know what, both. My website, joeperetta.com or psychicmediumjoeperetta.com, either one works.
Okay.
you know, my services, my fees, stuff like that are on there. And any events that I'm doing, I usually post to my Facebook page. So if you have Facebook, just Google Psychic Medium Joe Peretta, and, you know, you'll see. I'm always doing new stuff, fundraisers.
Awesome.
I'm everywhere. So there's always
You're everywhere. And
I'm
you're
everywhere.
Based in Long Island, for those
yes.
who are, you know, up here on the East Coast. So you
right.
can check
Right, but
out,
I do phone readings for those who are outside
good.
Of the New York area.
Awesome. Okay, well, I want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight as well. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And, of course, we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and you can check out all of our events and upcoming things on the web. Please join us next week on February 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light with your host, Angelina Diana. So be sure to tune in for that as well. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.